This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Black-legged ticks, or deer ticks, are a big problem for both people and wildlife in the eastern U.S. Their bites can spread debilitating bacterial infections like Lyme disease, and their populations have spread over the past few decades. Researchers in Vermont and Maine have noticed an interesting correlation between ticks and invasive plant species. A better understanding of this could have an impact on how we manage both. Here's Sci-Fi producer Kathleen Davis with more.
Thanks, Ira. Joining me now to talk about this project is my guest, Lexi Krupp, science and health reporter for Vermont Public, based in Burlington, Vermont. Lexi, welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this project that you reported on. What exactly are these researchers in Vermont and Maine trying to figure out?
Just backing up for a minute, there have been a couple studies showing this link between an invasive shrub, Japanese barberry, and black-legged ticks. And if you haven't seen barberry, it's this bush that can grow over your head. It has small leaves that turn red in the fall and bright red berries. It's pretty. A lot of people will plant it in their yards. But in the forest, it can really take over the understory. A while back, researchers in Maine noticed that there were way more black-legged ticks on these plants. Twice as many ticks in forests with Japanese barberry compared to nearby forests with native shrubs. Then, a few years ago in Connecticut, other researchers found if you cut down barberry, there's fewer ticks. So this new project that I covered is funded by the National Science Foundation. They have almost $2 million to test this idea out over a longer time period, 5 years. So these researchers are going to experiment with different methods of removing these plants. They're looking at whether you see a reduction in tick numbers nearby in surrounding areas. And they're looking at other invasive species, too. Plants like honeysuckle and common buckthorn that also take over the understory of forests. To see, can we find this connection between ticks and invasive plants as well? Associate Professor Allie Gardner is the project lead. She's a medical entomologist at the University of Maine. And she said at the end of this study, she really wants to be able to give landowners practical advice.
The bottom line is that, you know, we can do all the ecological research we want on the problem, but if we're not actually able to translate our findings into recommendations, you know, ultimately we're not going to make any headway on the problem.
So what's the science behind what these researchers are saying? I mean, why do ticks seem to like these invasive plants?
One thing that might be going on is black-legged ticks like sort of damp environments. They'll actually dry out if they get too much sun. And barberry, and maybe some of these other invasives too, offers this dense, shady habitat where ticks can hang out. Another piece of the story here is the other animals that are part of a tick's life cycle, which is mainly white-footed mice and white-tailed deer. Mice and deer also like to hang out in these areas with plants like barberry and honeysuckle. They offer some protection from predators. And while mice and deer are seeking shelter in these areas, they're also carrying a bunch of ticks.
Hold on. Just let me get some clarity on something. Is it still tick season right now? I was always under the impression that tick season was in spring and summer.
It is still tick season. And this is really confusing because the mosquitoes are gone. It feels like ticks should be gone, too. But that's just not how their biology works. October and November is actually the peak of black-legged tick season in most of the eastern U.S. Where I live in Vermont, this is when there are the most emergency room visits because of tick bites outside of the spring. And I think this is surprising every year because you find very few ticks in August and September. And that's because ticks are around, but they're teeny tiny, basically baby ticks, and they don't bite people and dogs. So it's not until they get to this adult phase later in the fall that they start looking for what's called a blood meal.
So this project that we're talking about, It seems like it could be the perfect solution for two problems, right? Like you're getting rid of invasive plants to get rid of ticks. But is this too good to be true? I mean, are there skeptics to this idea?
Yeah. I think one issue here is that there are just so many variables when it comes to habitats that ticks like. I spoke to Professor Thomas Mather about this. He's a tick ecologist at the University of Rhode Island and runs this program called Tick Encounter. And he said, you can certainly find ticks in places with invasive species, but there's also lots of ticks in areas without any invasive plants. And he's cautious about this connection between black-legged ticks and an invasive species like barberry.
If you were to look at sort of people's interpretation of those studies, you would think, oh, as soon as you go over to a barberry, instead of those little red berries, they're going to be raining ticks on you. It's not that way.
And he made this point that if you really want to reduce your risk of tick-borne illnesses, there's probably easier ways to do it than removing a bunch of invasive plants. Tick checks are really effective, and so is spraying insecticides that are targeted at ticks.
So what's next for this project?
The research I talked about is starting next year, and they're still figuring out all the details, but the goal is to come out of this with best practices for how to manage invasive plants with the best shot at reducing tick numbers. And I think another goal is to spread awareness of this connection between invasive plants and black-legged ticks. That might give people another reason to manage some of these invasive species on their properties.
Well, that's all the time that we have for now. I'd like to thank my guest, Lexi Krupp, science and health reporter for Vermont Public, based in Burlington, Vermont. Thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure.